episode one, our first ever episode. I'm Andrew Gunns-Galea, your host, and my co-host is with me. It's Jordan Isagen. Hey, Jordy.
How's it going?
I'm great, mate. So Jordy and I just met in person properly last week, and we got on really well. We pitted together the Vic State titles, and we thought it'd be great to do a podcast about Australian RC racing. What are your thoughts, Jordy? Excited about it?
Yeah, I'm keen. It's a good way to like share our sport to the rest of the world, get the word around.
100%. So Jordy's one of the best drivers in Australia in 1/10 off-road. I am not that. But together, hopefully, we'll provide a bit of fun, good coverage across, because we live far away from each other. I live in near Sydney, Central Coast, and about 1,000 kilometres from where Jordy lives, which is down in near Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne. Yeah. Yep.
So we'll have coverage of the two big states in Australia, and we go to a lot of races. So we're planning to bring out news about Australian RC, our experiences and this kind of thing, and whatever else. Should be fun.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, Jordy, introduce yourself to people who don't know you. Tell us a bit about yourself, mate.
Yeah, so my name's Jordan Isagen. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Ballarat, which is about an hour drive west from Melbourne. My local club is Keilor, Keilor Electric Off-Road Car Association in Melbourne. We just had the recent 2022 Victorian State titles there. It's a great weekend. Their new track layout was pretty technical but really good. And, yeah, my rest of my family is all into it as well. I have two brothers that race. My dad's kind of my pit man, and my mum works in the canteen at the club. So, yeah, it's all good.
Awesome. And you're 17, I think. Did you say that? You're 17, right?
Yeah, 17. Cool.
Yep. My name's Andrew Galea, Andrew Gunns-Galea. I am 50 years old. I've been doing 1/10 scale for about 2.5 years. And I did 1/8 scale off-road many years ago. So I actually love the sport. I do some videos and GRC. I just like trying to promote it. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, I live Central Coast, about an hour north of Sydney on the east coast of Australia. That's us. That's our background. We're going to do this every two weeks, hopefully. Hey, Jordy, like twice a month, maybe?
Yeah. Sounds good.
We race every 2 weeks, don't we? So.
Yeah, that's right.
So after every race meeting, we'll come with a report and stuff like that. Should be fun. All right. So the first thing I'm going to do to kick off the show is talk about some news. Jordy just talked about it. So the Victorian State titles were last weekend. We're filming this on the Saturday after that. So state titles are pretty huge events here. This is the Victorian one, which is Geordie's home state. The news is that Geordie took out first place in the mod 1/10 scale, two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, didn't you, Geordie?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so we had Friday practice. Well, the whole weekend was super hot in the mid-30s, so it wasn't very pleasing, but yeah, we got through. Yeah, Friday practice, got the cars dialed in, the new 2022 models for the X-Rays. Saturday, two-wheel drive day. Yeah, the new car's working great. Put it on pole after the four qualifiers. And then, yeah, going into the finals, I was pretty confident. Took out A1, then had a bit of a bobble in the start of A2, and Lockie Monday took the win on that one. So A3 came down to the title decider between Lockie and myself. And, yeah, I was able to take that. And then four-wheel drive day was another hot day. It was terrible weather, but yeah, put it on pole as well after the four qualifiers, and then just had a clean run in A1 and A2 to take the win.
And I've just put up some shots. So on the two-wheel drive, it was you, Lachlan Monday, and Jared Ment. So Jared Ment actually from Sydney, big effort from him to come down on the Friday for a brand new track. Struggled a little bit in practice, but he pulled it together, him and his dad and the associated crew.
Yeah.
And you guys are all super young, right? You're 17. I think Lockie Monday is 16.
Yeah, and Jared's 18.
Yeah, wow. So it's great to see three big guns of Australian RC also young. Bodes well for the future. Now, you're an X-Ray driver, Geordie?
Yeah, that's correct. Race for the X-Ray team.
And Lockie and Jared are both team associated, aren't they, per B6.3D. You had the 22 edition of XB2?
Yeah, so I only had them for about 2 weeks before the event. So, yeah, got them set up really well.
And what motors do you run?
The Hobby Wing.
Ah, nice.
Gear.
Is that the GR3?
Yeah, the G3. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. So that was the two-wheel drive. Now, I think Ray Munday come fourth in that, didn't he? I'm just going to look at the.
Yeah, I believe
Let's have
so,
a
yeah.
look. Yeah, Ray. So it's good to see you got one in for the old guys. Big Ray, legend of Australian RC, multiple nationals, and he's won something like 20 something state titles or something. It's
Something like that,
insane.
yeah.
So that was good. Cameron
He's won a
Zammit,
couple
sorry.
of nationals as well, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's out there. Cameron Zammit was fifth. Do you know much about Cameron?
Yeah, he used to race heaps about a couple of years ago, but he took a bit of a break. He did 1/8 as
Right.
well. He was really good at that. And same as 1/10, he was really good. But yeah, he came back for this weekend at the Vic State titles and he picked it up really quick.
Yeah.
It was good
And
to
there's a
see.
couple of other young guys in the mod A main, wasn't there?
Yeah, we had Jaden Edmonds from South Australia. He's, I think, 16 or 17 as well. He's a TLR driver. And then we also had Caden Simpson's another AE driver. He's one of the locals at Keilor as well.
So I filmed those. I've actually put out the first final of the two-wheel drive. I'm doing the second one tomorrow, hopefully on the Sunday. And yeah, I was up on the stand and I was amazed how many young dudes were there. What's your little mate called? What's his name? The little dude who keeps a mouthing
Oh,
off?
Adam.
Adam.
The mechanic,
He's a
yeah.
legend, hey. I love that
Yeah,
dude.
good guy.
He's in stock,
He's
wasn't he?
good.
He made the stock A main. So let's just go to that one. The winner was
Yeah.
Andrew Selvaggi. He's the team associated team manager. Brendan Sola is a TLR driver. He's a really fast driver. Kept Andrew honest, but Andrew was a bit too quick. And then Justin O'Connell come third. Now, they're three different manufacturers. It's team associated TLR. And what's Justin race?
Yokomo.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's so cool. And then,
It is cool.
yeah, and Louis Sola is Brendan's dad. And he's a veteran of the scene as well. And fourth place, solid for him. I was pretty happy for him. And your little mate, Adam Simpson, came eighth.
Yeah, he did. He kicked ass then. Yeah, it's good to
How old
see.
is he?
11.
Wow. And he signed with Associated, I think, isn't he? He's part of the Associated team. Yeah.
Yeah, the Campbelltown Hobbies
Yeah,
team.
that's right.
Yeah.
He's 11. He beat me. I came 16th in the two-wheel drive. I was in the Bs, which for me, honestly, I was pretty happy at a state titles, new track and all that. So that was fun. So that was the winner of the stock. So, do you want to go through the stadium truck?
Yeah, we can get it up.
You want me to start?
Yeah, I've
Oh,
got it.
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so Cameron Zammit put it on pole for the qualifiers. And then in the final, it was probably the closest racing of the weekend between Jared and Cameron. But yeah, Jared took it in the. Oh, he actually won all three finals. And yeah, Cameron finished second as well. And then Simon Hilly third. So that was good to see as well.
Yeah, and I saw some of those races were super cool. After seeing that, I'm quite tempted to get a stadium truck that looked pretty fun. And you can do it's
They do look fun to
yeah, and
drive.
it's mod, isn't
Yeah.
it?
Yeah. Open class.
Yeah, that's so cool. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Okay, that was stadium truck and the juniors, Tamara Healy, Noah Carter, and who came third? Jordan.
My little bro.
Lincoln Isagen. So, how's he go? Is he going all right?
Yeah, he does all right, considering he doesn't like practicing. So he only likes the racing side of
That's
it.
amazing,
So that's a
hey? I
bit
just
weird.
thought of that. How old is he?
13.
So, I think you told me off camera at 12 you actually won a state titles, didn't you?
Yeah, on the 2016 four-wheel drive stock Victorian state title.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I just can't get over that. 12 years old. Well, I guess like Adam's 11 and he came eighth. That's pretty impressive. But to win it is insane. Anyway, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam's really doing much better than what I was doing at that age. So that's good to see.
It's unreal. Okay, cool. That was a two-wheel drive. Now that was a Saturday. And then on the Sunday, we had four-wheel drive. And once again, you won it. In this one, though, it was you and Lachlan again. But Big Ray managed to get third place, didn't he? He's on the podium.
Yeah, the A3 of that race was really close between Ray, Cameron, and Jaden as well. That was a really good race.
Yeah, I filmed the first two. I don't normally do the dead rubbers, and then I kind of regretted it And Rave asked me after the race, did you film that one? I said, oh, I didn't actually film that one.
Yeah.
Bit of a shame. I'll have to do that in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was the mod. And then in the stock, Andrew Savaggi again, Brendan Solar again, and Justin O'Connell again. So it was top three the
Yeah,
same in both.
yeah.
It's crazy.
Just shows how quick they are.
Yeah, they were pretty much too good. I mean, a few other people were at their heels, but they were too good. I came 16th again for those who are interested. So 16th in both classes. As I said, that was still okay. I was pretty happy with that. Or
Consistent.
I know, consistently average. B main, that was all right. I wasn't too bad. Now, Jordan, the other thing we want to talk about is that we've got the calendar has been released for all the state titles and nationals. So Vic state titles, I've just got it up on the screen for those who are watching the YouTube, for those who aren't. Vic state titles were at Keilor last week, as we said, 21, 22nd, 23rd of Jan. WA, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Have you got the graphic up there, Geordie?
I'm just getting
All
up
right.
yet right
So
now.
8th, 9th, 10th of
So,
April is WA. Now, for those who aren't from Australia, because of COVID, WA is pretty much still, the borders are closed. So it's going to probably be just as WA guys there. And it's super far
yeah.
away, like 5,000 kilometres.
It's also at the 1/8 facility where they had the 2018 Off-Road Worlds, the Nitro.
Yeah, that's an awesome track. Is that where they're running it?
Yeah, the Model Off-Road Buggy Club, I'm pretty
Yeah, it
sure.
says that. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
do they change the track for 1/8, 1/10, or just keep it that size?
I believe they would make it a bit smaller just for the size of the
That's a
car.
massive track.
Yeah, it's a big track.
looked awesome. All right. And Queensland state titles are at Chargers on the 20th, 21st, 22nd of May. Now, there's a good chance I'm going to go to that. I'm going to do all three Eastern state titles this year. You're got HS, you're at your final year at school this year, haven't you, Geordie? So,
Yeah, you 12, yeah.
see?
So we have to see. Yeah, I'd love to go to all of them if I could, but yeah, it just depends on school.
And the Queensland's caught on the sick track, isn't it? It's like a BMX track.
Yeah, the stick surface.
Yeah.
It's like bitumen kind of thing.
So super consistent, super high grip. Yeah. I'd imagine it'd be pretty abrasive on the tires, would it as well, or not?
Yeah, I've heard it wears out the cars a lot as
I heard
well.
that.
Because of the grip, yeah, wears out the chassis and drive shafts and all that.
That's interesting. New South Wales state titles are in August at the Sydney RC Club. That's Ride. That's my original club where I started. Pretty excited about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm keen for that.
Gotta come up, bro. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna aim main that. You heard it here right now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Make a bet.
It's gonna be on. And then Nationals, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th of September. Chargers again. We're back up for Chargers. That's why a lot of us are keen to get up there for the state titles
Yeah,
to
like a warm
warm
up.
up. Yeah,
Yeah.
get used to it. Get our setup sorted, and then because it's so consistent, chances are we'll be able to come back and reset up our cars, but it's going to be a lot hotter in September than May.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
And does heat make a big difference for you, for your setups?
Kind of, because like the hotter weather makes the oils in your diffs and shocks feel thinner. So you usually go up in the oils as well.
Because
So,
it was.
and of course, the hotter temperature means more tire wear as well.
And you can use harder compounds, right? But it's going to be. It'll be fixed anyway, won't it? It'll be controlled tight.
It'd be a control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so that's it. That's the news for Australian RC. So we will sometimes have news from overseas if it's big enough. There's big races in the States or in Europe, or if it's Worlds, obviously. But yeah, that's good. So pretty keen. So we'll hopefully have, between us, we'll probably go to most of them. Should be good. We can hear about Geordie's exploits and my efforts to get into the A mains of everything.
You heard
We'll see how that
him.
goes. You can actually watch this on YouTube. So we are going to put this up on the, it's GRC Racing is the YouTube channel. So they're up on there, but also the audio will be available from all your normal podcast apps that you use. You can download that as well. So yeah, that's going to be cool. So we're going to have a quick break and we'll come back for the next section. See you soon. Okay, we're back in the Geordie and Guns podcast, episode 1, the inaugural episode. I've got co-host Geordie. Hey, mate, welcome back.
Yep, good to see you again.
Awesome. We're going to now talk about the Vic State titles a bit more, just about the actual event. And then we're going to do a club spotlight. We'll do that every episode. Now, we're going to do this every 2 weeks, so we'll talk about a different club. We're going to start with the ones that we go to, but then we'll move around the world, around Australia, and talk about different ones. Then we're doing the driver interviews that we normally have. So today we're going to interview Geordie because it's man of interest, which would be really good, but we're going to get different guests on each time, and both Geordie and I will be interviewing them. And then we're doing wrenching corner. We're going to talk about something specific about setup, and we'll hear mostly from Geordie in that section because he knows a lot more, but it'll be fun to get sort of go that as well. So first thing is Vic State titles, Geordie. So tell us a bit about it, your experience and what it was like.
Yeah, so Simon from the committee and the rest of the crew put on a great event. There was a fresh track as well, new layout for everyone. So everyone kind of had the same amount of practice. So that was good. Made it a bit more fair as well. Yeah, the oiled surface took a while to bed in actually on the club day before. It was super oily and cleaning the cars was an absolute mess. So, but yeah, on the race weekend, the Vicks, it was, yeah, really good. Track was dialed. Cars were dialed. I think everyone had a great time as well. Yeah, it was close, just under 180 entries for the whole event. So, yeah, long days.
The weekend before, the oil was still a bit seepy, wasn't it? It was pretty slippery, wasn't it?
Yes, when the sun was coming up, like the hotter it got, the more oil started rising. But I think from all the cars going around and around, it kind of cleaned up the track a bit.
Right. And I was, so that's my first time at the venue as well. I pitted with you and your family, your dad, your brothers, your mum in the canteen, and Spencer Clements. Shout out to him. Spencer was a legend. So he's a mate of yours, isn't he, from before?
Yeah, yeah. Teammate.
Yeah, so I actually shared the tent with him and we were next to you guys, which was quite cool. He was good. Yeah. He was in the stock with me. But yeah, he had a bit of a rough trot here and there, but yeah, overall it was still pretty solid, but it was a really good experience. And
yeah, it was good hanging out.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, it was a fun weekend. I had those dudes behind us.
Alandro and Tom.
Yeah, Tom Alandro. Yeah. And they're half Maltese. I'm Maltese background, so that was quite fun. They were a blast. They both made the A-main. Alandro made the A-main in both. I think he was 10th in both in stock. And then Tom came 9th, I think, in the four-wheel drive on the Sunday. So, yeah, that was really good. That was fun.
Yeah. They also had the XB4s in the four-wheel drive day as well. So that was good to see.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Yes, they did, yeah. What was I going to say? And we had people dropping in because you were – so people don't know, Geordie's like one of the best drivers in the country. So – he was doing so well, so a lot of people were dropping by and chatting to me about things, which was really cool. Your mate Adam Simpson was coming and putting crap on you.
Little man. Yeah.
So as you alluded to, it was 35 degrees Celsius each day, which is stinking hot, right?
Yeah, it's not a cloud in the sky either.
No breeze. Yeah. So yeah, it was pretty tough. But yeah, it was really good. There's a permanent undercover area there as well, isn't there? Which was good. And it was good to walk around the pit area and just – it wasn't huge where everyone was spread out as well. Like you could walk around and see a lot of folk. It's pretty good.
It's a good setup.
For sure. So that was also your local club, right? You race here all the time?
Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about the club.
Yeah, so Keilor, it's about a five-minute drive from the airport actually. So that's pretty close to the airport. Yeah, we've actually had the permanent pits for a while as well, about 3 or 4 years. So that's pretty helpful. And we've got the permanent roof over the driver stands. It helps with sun and the rain and all that. That's good to see. And like the new oiled surface, we've had it for about 2 years, I think. But yeah, it just helps with the maintenance and low tire wear, high grip most of the time. Yeah, and the surface, like, it doesn't rut out or get bumpy or anything. It's always smooth. So it makes racing be more equal and fair and, yeah, a lot more exciting.
It held up really well, like, considering the thousands of laps on the Friday plus all day Saturday. By Sunday, it was still pretty solid, right? There was a little bit of a dip on one of the end of the straight, I think, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, it does hold up really well.
And you're very open. So if you're in the Melbourne area, like, I just stayed at Mount Macedon, which is about 40 minutes away. You live at Ballarat, don't you? Is that right?
Yes, it's an hour or 20 drive to the track, but we stayed just at a caravan park about 10 minutes away.
That's right. So if you're in the Melbourne area, I think it's, so is it West Melbourne, am I right?
Yeah, northwest.
Northwest, okay, yeah. So,
right near the
airport. Yeah, right near the airport. So if you're near that area and you're interested, come on down and have a look. The club's super helpful for new people.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, it's a great facility. One of the best facilities in Australia. So yeah, it was cool. So Keelaw, and you can find them on Facebook, can't you, Geordie?
Yeah, Keelaw Electric Off-Road Car Association on Facebook.
Cool. Check it out. Join it. Have a look. It's really cool. And you'll I think it's like I said. How many people do you normally get for a clubby there? Club day?
Around 90 to 100 entries.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For each club day.
Yeah, that's similar to Sydney Hills. Like.
Yeah, you guys get a lot of stock races as well.
Yeah, we get 50 stock people at Hills at a clubby sometimes.
That's crazy. Yeah,
and I still come about 15th or 16th, so does it really? I don't think it really matters. It's the pointy end that matters, not the guys behind me. But anyway, yeah. So,
yeah.
And Ride's going to try to do the picture behind us. Actually, if you're watching the video, that's the Ride track at night. We do a lot of night racing there, but they're trying to get permission to do the oil the track as well.
It's got
a good clay surface, but it just takes so much maintenance, days before to get the right moisture. And if you get it wrong, it breaks up. And the worst thing about that track at Keelaw, if you go there for a practice day, it's the same, right? Like it's the same as a race day.
Yeah.
At both Hills is not so bad. It's still different, but Ride is completely different. You're basically wasting your time practicing.
Yeah.
Because it's so different to the race day. But yeah.
Yeah, that's what's good about the oiled surface. It's always the same.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the future. Because it's still outdoor, right? It's not carpet. It's not indoor.
It's still dirt.
It's still dirt. You still get some inconsistencies, but it's not crazy, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I really like it. It's good.
Sorry?
I really like it, the oiled
surface. Yeah, I'm a fan. I wasn't sure when I came down, because it's the first time I've done it, but... it's just, you can just focus on driving a little bit more. And like I said, there's still some variation in the track. It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
No, sure. All right, now, so next section, Geordie, is an interview. As we said, we're going to interview different drivers each episode, if we can organise it, which we should be able to do. Today, I'm going to interview Geordie, which is awesome. I'm just trying to... So, all right, Geordie, you ready for the big interview, mate?
Yes, sir.
No pressure. All right. Okay, question number one. How old were you when you first got into RC racing?
I got into it when I was 8 years old. It's about 8 or 9 years ago now. I got started in the junior class and with my... B4 ready to run car. So yeah, that was ages ago. Yeah, we didn't really know much because like dad didn't race beforehand and like we knew no one when we started. Yeah, and so my older brother Mitchell and I shared that car for a bit, and then a couple of years later, I actually got my dad got me a SC10 short course. Yeah, and I raced out in the short course class for a bit, and then just racing the junior class and short course class up until 2016, that's when I moved on to the stock class. Yeah, I raced two-wheel and four-wheel stock. And that's when I won my first state titles in 2016 at the same club at Keelaw, home track. So, yeah, that was good. Like, probably my first biggest win as well for the year.
Yeah.
And actually came second at the New South Wales state titles that year in four-wheel stock.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's at the Ride track.
Yeah. Cause that was before I was doing it. I've only been doing it for 2.5 years. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
And so, yeah, and then, sorry, keep going, yeah?
Yeah, no, that's right. So, yeah, 2017, I moved on to mod. So, yeah, just been running in the mod class since then.
So you had 1 year in stock, is that what you had?
Yeah.
Interesting, because a lot of there's a lot of good young drivers like Adam Simpson, or even in Sydney, we've got a whole bunch of good young drivers, Angus Blaney, Sam Muffett, but they're still in stock and there's some discussion around when's the good time. What do you think about that? Like, you did it after 1 year. Do you think it's good to spend a bit more time in stock, or for you it worked out well? So what do you think?
I think for myself, because I was doing pretty well considering how much I raced before and what I knew about the car setups and all that, that's why I decided to go to mod, so I can learn a bit more, race with some faster guys and just pick up my pace a bit more. But if there's heaps of competition in stock, it's good to like stay in stock for a bit longer, because I reckon you learn your lines a lot more in stock, just trying to get around the track quicker without any mistakes.
I think
it's definitely worthwhile racing in stock.
Yeah, it's a good point. Because see, Angus Blaney and Sam Muffett, right? They're not winning state titles, right? Like they're creeping into the bottom of the A's, a bit like Adam, right? Or they're top of the B's. So I agree. If you're winning state titles, I think if you win a state titles, you probably should go to mod, no matter who you are. But anyway, but that makes a lot of sense. So those guys, and there's a lot of good drivers in stock in Sydney, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, heaps of good drivers. So cool. All right.
Oh,
that's
for sure.
Interesting. So they talked about your old cars. What do you drive today?
So currently I race for X-Ray. I've got my new XB4 22 model, and I've also got the new XB2 22 model. So I've only had them for about 2 or 3 weeks.
And you mentioned you use Hobby Wing motors.
Yeah, Hobby Wing motors and ESCs.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've got this too. You're watching the video, you can see Geordie's. Is that your four-wheel drive in front of you? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's your winning four-wheel drive car. So I've got the same cars, same ESC, and I just bought the motors. My excuses are rapidly running out. So,
bit more speed.
But I'm really looking forward to this year. I'm pumped. Anyway, it's not about me. It's more about you. So let's get back to the interview. Right, what do you race anything else besides 1/10 off-road RC cars?
No, I've only ever raced 1/10 off-road. I'd love to give 1/8 nitro. I go one, like, coming up soon, maybe next year or two once I finish school. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a bit more track time. That's what I want.
I think Ray Monday and Lachlan Monday have got getting the 1/8 a little bit. I saw them post about that.
Yeah, Lockie's been doing 1/8 for a bit. And then I think Ray got a 1/8 electric car not long ago.
Yeah. So I've got both electric 1/8 and nitro, but I haven't raced. I raced a little bit, but there's a track at Maitland, but there's nowhere in Sydney to race that, but. Oh, that's good. So you just done that, and you only do the two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, no short course truck or stadium truck or anything?
Yeah, I used to race short course and stadium, so the four classes ages ago.
Okay.
So yeah, I kept my dad a bit busy back then. So, but yeah, just the two now. Focused a bit more on the more competitive side of racing.
But you do your own wrenching, don't you, or most of it, or all of it?
Yeah, I do everything I can. I do, yeah.
It's amazing because a lot of the young guys like Lachlan Donnelly, Jared Ment, they don't wrench their cars. I mean, look, their dads do it, so it's a good father-son thing. I'm not saying, not criticizing it, but I was interested to watch you where you actually do most of your or all of your own wrenching. Your dad just gives you advice on racing lines and stuff like that, does he? Or
yeah, on stuff to do. Like he helps with setups, like tell me what to change, and I change it, and it's good and all that. But yeah, he's really helpful with like racing lines as well. Like, because he watches my races, he can see where it's bumpy or where it's smoother, or the jumps as well. One side of the jump lifts higher than the other. So yeah, just track advice is really helpful with that.
So I came away from the fixed state titles definitely a faster driver, 100%. I haven't raced since, but I'm sure when I do, it's going to make a difference. And your dad was unreal, like, for that. He picked a couple of points where I was not doing well, and so did you. But it was so good to have someone do that. You must gain so much from having him do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's if you're a new driver, it might be worthwhile if you can befriend a good person at the track. And I've asked a couple of the guys at Hills, and they've watched my races and given me advice in the past, but it's so valuable to do that.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I started filming my races was for that reason, so I could have a look at it. The problem is I can't critique it good enough, so like you or your dad could, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see, like, especially when you video a race, like, see what lines to take and where you could have gone quicker. Like the videos you filmed at XRS, kind of see where the racing line is and where you could have gone for the move or whatever on the next car.
Yeah, I had Ari write to me after one of those ones, and he thanked me and said, I think I've just cut a few tenths off watching, because I think it was the one where you and him were, it was unbelievable race. It's like, it's on my YouTube channel, but yeah.
That out definitely.
So it's funny when you came up for that, I heard, because you were on the Friday, I went to the Friday as well and got washed out. Remember, we didn't practice, not a single lap. And then I was going, oh, Jordan Isigen's come. And I didn't meet you. I didn't know, you know. No. And then I watched those races and still didn't know who you were until I came down to the Vic State titles. But anyway, now we've got a podcast. So that's cool. What do you like most about RC racing?
More so the social part, like just the atmosphere in the pits, getting along with everyone, just making new, like I reckon every big event I go to, I make a new friend or mate on the track and off the track as well. So I also really love the competitive side of it, just the close racing and like working on your cars as well, gives you something to do in the meantime. Just the social part, made heaps of friends out of it, which I like.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, like I said, I've been in the scene for 2.5 years, but it's super cool. I made some really good friends going away, you know, with a couple of guys, and it's fun. And I love working on the cars. I don't know. I'm in my shed all the time. I just love it. Like put a movie on or something and just work away. So well, that's good. So,
Get some
What's your best piece of advice for someone starting out?
Starting out, I'd say just try and get used to your racecraft. Don't just try and go out and win straight away. Just focus on your setup, focus on your consistency on the track. Just try not to crash as much as you can. Just try and keep it clean. Yeah, just learn how your car works.
And once you've done that and you're at my kind of level, what advice would you give someone like that trying to crack A mains when they're not, you know, in the B's or the C's?
I think being prepared and having a maintenance on the best level you can, just making sure your car's top notch every time you go out on track, have it clean as best you can. And like even for a race, just go through the screws, check they're all tight, check the drive shafts, anything loose, tighten it up kind of thing. And like before every big event, it's good to like re-grease your drive shafts and all that, fresh oils in the shocks, just trying to make sure your car is the best you can so you know it's not going to let you down.
Awesome advice. It's one area I've really improved. So what I do, you know, when you see in factories they have it's been X days since an accident or, you know, something like that. I do that X days since how many race meetings or races have I had since a DNF, what, mechanical?
Yeah.
And I'm on a big roll. Like I haven't, like that XB4 was, I just built it 2 days before we came down. I did one race meeting with it. That's right, at Hills. And then that I've had no DNFs with a brand new car because I was just super going over all the screws. I think that's really good advice.
Especially when it's a fresh car out of the box. Like sometimes stuff loosens off after the first run as well. Yeah. Just got to keep on top of it.
Cool. So, Jordy, did you get nervous before your big races? I've watched you on the weekend and it was hard to see any clear signs you were nervous. What do you think?
I think inside I get a little bit nervous, but I don't think it affects my driving at all. Like I just try and stay calm, have a deep breath before the buzzer goes, and just get the racing going. I find once I get into the zone during a race, that's when I drive the best, to try and focus on just the race and nothing else.
Yeah, I am. It's funny because the older guys like me, we always look at the younger guys and think, oh, they're too young to get nervous or they don't know. But it's interesting to see.
I've definitely gotten better over the last year or two. I'm keeping my nerves in.
Yeah, that's cool. You're a bit of an ice man. I think the only thing, the second two-wheel drive final where you made a couple of mistakes, but then you stormed home from last to second after that. It was amazing drive.
Yeah, you just got to put your head down and just get back in the zone.
And that's a really good thing because a lot of drivers, when they make a mistake, they'll make two or three and they'll wreck the race. But I'm going to put that video out next because you just carved up the field, a fast field to end up second. It was amazing.
That was a good comeback.
Awesome.
But yeah.
What's your greatest victory so far in your career?
I've definitely had some really cool wins, but I think last weekend was probably my greatest, taking out the double at a big event. Yeah, that was pretty special.
Yeah, the way you did it too was, like you said, you won every... I think I said there was 8 qualifiers and you did 5 finals because you missed the last final because you had already won it. So out of those 13 races, you won 12 of them, right?
Yeah, that's correct,
That's pretty impressive. I mean, Lockie's no mug, right? He's a fast driver, Lockie Monday.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, but to beat him 12 out of 13 times is pretty impressive. Any RC racing career goals? Like you've been to Worlds once before, haven't you? You went to the one in.
Yeah, the 2019 one at Huddy Arena.
That was amazing. I've watched those finals videos so many times.
Yeah, that was a really good experience.
And you were the top Aussie in one of the classes, were you?
Yeah, in two-wheel drive, actually,
You
yeah. I
are.
think we had five Aussies in the same race in the
I've
final.
seen that race. Yeah, I've seen it. Was it Ari in it as well? And was it Lachlan Donnelly?
Yeah, Donnelly, Ari and Lockie and Ray Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, and myself. Yeah. So it's basically like a club day or a nationals at a world
World
titles.
titles. And that was like the
Yeah.
top. What did you end up coming?
62nd, I
Yeah, I
think.
remember watching that race. They were talking about there was a lot of Aussies in the race, and I didn't know your name, but I knew Ari and Ray and that. So that's awesome. So you've got any career goals to do? You want to go to Worlds again, obviously, I think. Do you want to do better or?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd love to go to another worlds. Definitely. Like especially after year 12 this year, I'd love to travel a bit more next year, just race a bit more around Australia.
It's going to be cool to see you and Lachie Donnelly and Lachlan Munday, Jared, like a bit older, and to see you go to a Worlds and see how you go. Because
Yeah,
you,
because
yeah.
I definitely think I've improved a lot since 2019 as
Oh,
well.
yeah.
I've been taking it more serious now.
Awesome. All right. What's your favorite food?
A good steak cooked on the barbecue, I reckon.
Right. That's fair enough. Favorite pastime outside of RC racing? What do you do anything else hobby-wise?
Yeah, so I've gotten into a bit of mountain biking lately. I have a couple of mates from school that do it, so yeah. They convinced me to start doing it through. It was when we were in lockdown, so no racing was happening, but we had the 5 kilometer bubble where we could go. We got heaps of trails around because we live kind of in the rural area. Yeah, there's heaps of trails and yeah, mountains and hills and stuff we go to. So
Sweet.
yeah, it's good fun.
That's awesome.
Bit of fitness as well. Yeah.
And favorite movie? Are you a movie buff?
Oh, I'm not really a movie guy. But if I had to have a favorite kind of show or series, it'd be the Drive to Survive on Netflix,
Yeah, cool, eh?
the Formula One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask, so you have a favorite sports person? You like F1?
Yeah, right into the F1 and also the supercars as well. So yeah.
And your favorite sports person? Do you have one?
Well, there's definitely heaps I enjoy watching, but probably Max Verstappen. Just hit. Like his aggression kind of towards it, just always 100%
Yeah.
in the race.
See, I love F1. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Jordan Isagen, for the interview. Any last words or anything you want to say?
Nah, not really.
Awesome. Okay. We're gonna have a quick break and we'll be back for the wrenching corner and then we'll wrap up the show. Episode one, back with Geordie Isagen, my co-host. Hey, Geordie.
Hello.
This segment is called Wrenching Corner. I put up for those watching the video. There's a picture of Geordie's XB4 and XB2, the winning cars from the Victorian State titles. Geordie, so this section, each episode, we're going to pick something about setup and talk about it. We're going to start with some basic stuff. A lot of this stuff is going to be for beginner or intermediate drivers. And maybe if you are a pro, you might pick up something, but we're going to talk about different things. Today, we're going to start with some basic stuff, Geordie. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah, so it goes through ride height, camber, and toe. So they're probably the three most basic things you should know in setting up your car. So yeah, with ride height, so ride height from the chassis to the surface of the ground, how the measurement between the chassis and the ground. So it's roughly about 20 to 22 mil for a 1/10 off-road buggy. So usually if it's high bite or smooth track, you drop your ride height down a couple mil. Makes the car a bit more stable, a bit more responsive, but yeah, a bit easier to drive as well. And if it's a loose track or bumpy track, usually raise your ride height up a bit, and that just makes it jumps better, rides bumps better, and usually transfers a bit more weight to the rear end when under acceleration.
Now,
And
Geordie, just for
then, yeah.
that, so just for people who don't know, when at ride height, it's in two places, right? It's the front of the vehicle and the back of the vehicle, is that correct?
Yeah, so if you're looking at a car, it's usually under your back axle and then under your front axle. Yeah.
Perfect. And they always the same, or you might have them different sometimes?
Depending on how you want the car to feel and also the track, you can usually drop it down at the front, 1 or 2 mil, and that give you a bit more initial steering and just make it a bit more responsive and a bit more steering as well. Just kind of smooths it out from corner to corner. And then if you go the other way, it kind of transfers weight a bit more aggressive, having it a bit higher at the front. But then you also tend to find the front end will roll around a bit more.
All right, awesome.
So it depends on the track as well.
And this with ride heights as well, we talked about heat earlier. The oils and the shocks, the wheel get thinner if it's really hot. So even throughout a day, it's worth rechecking your ride height, bleeding your shocks, letting the air out. So it's always good to check it, isn't it, Jordy? Just make sure you're always the same before each race.
Yeah, that's right. And then even after you change your setup or stiffer spring or thicker oil, you always have to check your ride height every time before you go out in the track every time.
Yeah, awesome. All right, what's else? What's the next thing we've got on the agenda?
We've got camber. Oh. So camber is the angle of your wheels. Either it's always, well, it always should be negative camber, never positive. So, yeah. So usually have around -1, -1.5 degree camber, either on the front and rear. Just depends on how the track is. Again, if it's smooth or high bite, you should have a bit more front camber. So now when the car's rolling, it's not going to traction roll. And then usually a bit less camber gives you a bit more kind of steering in the tighter corners. And then on the rear, if you have a bit more straight up, so around 0.5 degree negative camber or 1 degree negative camber, it usually helps square up the car a bit more, get on the power a bit easier. But then, if it's smooth or high bite, usually lay them in a bit, just stops it from traction rolling.
And there's just tightening, there's camber links. So look at your car manual, it'll be camber links. You just actually tighten or loosen those to put the wheels in and out.
It requires like a small, simple tool as well, just to angle the turnbuckles. Yeah.
You talked about ride height and camber. You can do this with measuring rulers and stuff, but there's special tools for these. They're pretty easy to get. They're not that expensive, but it's definitely worth in your kit box having a camber gauge and a ride height gauge. And for 1/10 scale, as Jordy said, 20 millimetres are 22. So, yeah, that's kind of the size you kind of need, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Awesome. So that's camber. And so you just if the track's loose, so you want more camber on high bite tracks, don't you? If the track's loose, you're just going to go closer to one at 1 degree or 0.5 degree. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Because the more straight it is, the more tire you're going to have on the ground as well.
Yeah, perfect. And what's the last thing? Toe, isn't it, we're going to talk about?
Yeah, toe. So with the front toe, it's usually the angle of the front wheels. Well, it's never in, so it's negative. It's always toe out. So even on both two and four wheel, so you usually have about 1 degree toe out. That just helps the car kind of accelerate a bit better coming out of corners. Just keeps a bit more stable as well. And it also helps with going through a corner, just helps with steering a bit more smoother. And then if you want it to have a bit more corner speed, you could say, usually just go maybe 0.5 degree toe out. So, and then usually on the rear, you adjust it by the pills on the C and D block. So you usually have around 2 to 3 degree toe in on the rear. So front's toe out, rear is toe in. So that's always been like that.
Yeah.
And usually more toe helps the car square up better and under acceleration. And then less rear toe is better for corner speed.
That's right.
And high bite.
That's right. And like, so just for people, it took me a while to know this. Talk about the C and D block. There's four blocks from the front of the car. There's the A and B, which is the front two blocks. And then you've got on the four-wheel drive, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a C and D block, the rear of the car. And you talk about the pills. So that's how you actually do. I think normal car setup's about 2.5 degrees, I think, isn't it? It toe in on the rear?
Yeah. Around there.
And then you can change those pills to make it 3.5 or 3 or 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Once again, if the car's a high bite, you want to lessen the toe on the rear, don't you? Because it'll improve your corner speed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Cool.
Just make it a bit edgy as well.
And how much would you change this during a race meeting, would you set it for the track and the toe stays the same, or you actually might adjust it here and there?
Well, yeah, it depends on the track and tire you're on, especially with tires. If it's like a bar style tire, like a J Concepts Ellipse or Pro Line, what are they called? Yeah, the bar, like the
electrons
bar
or positrons or something. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, usually have a bit less toe with a bar tire than with a more open style pin tire. You run a bit more rear toe.
Right. Okay. Cool.
And then depending on the track, if it's high bite, a bit less. If it's loose, a bit more.
Awesome. All right. And how do you do your toe on the tool drive, the front? Do you use any special tool for that, or?
Well, I use a 720 spin setup gauges, or there's heaps of other options available as well.
Yep.
But that just helps set up the toe out on both cars, even on trucks, you can do it, like the stadium trucks, short course trucks as well. Yes, so usually have 1 degree toe out on both cars.
Yeah, those who don't know, so there's the 720 spin, all those things, actually take the wheels off and you put these plastic wheel, like on the wheel hubs, and lets you get a very accurate measurement. Whether that's 1 hour or not. Yep. All right, cool. Yep. Awesome. Okay, so that's our wrenching corner. We're going to do that every episode. We'll go over different parts and we'll get more technical and in-depth as we go. We've started with the three things Jordan thinks are the most important things to know when you're starting out. There's still things that I don't know. I mean, I know about, but I don't touch, like Ackerman, or there's still stuff I don't really look at, but even after a couple of years, but there's a lot more I do now than I used to, which is pretty cool.
That's good.
And cool. All right. That's good. So thanks, Geordie. That's probably wraps up our first episode of Geordie and Guns. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was good.
That's really good. So we're going to do this every couple of weeks. We'll get better as we go. We're going to look for the last segment is meant to be answering viewer or listener questions. So please fire away questions. There'll be links to how to do that in the show notes on Audio Boom or on YouTube. So yeah, just let us know or do a YouTube comment. You got any questions, and every episode we'll get the best questions and answer them on the show. And no questions too dumb, right? Because who knows who's listening.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone else might have the same type of question.
That's right. All right, cool. Geordie, thanks, mate. Legend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Have a good rest of your week, and I'll try to get this out in the next 24 hours, and then we'll chat through the week and the weeks of another episode.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, signing off. Peace.
Thank you. Bye.